foregoing speech is made by the President at Wilbur, Oregon, May 11, 1950.
Senator, I'm very glad to be able to stop for a few minutes this afternoon in Wilbur. I've just had a most enjoyable and inspiring experience. That was the dedication of Grand Coulee Dam, one of the biggest projects ever undertaken by man. One of the very greatest benefits that is coming from Grand Coulee is electric power. That power has been bringing new industries to this area, and it's been making a better life possible for everybody around here, both in the cities and on the farm. Farmers especially have been helped by power, both of them, by the Rural Electrification Administration. You know, and it's hard to believe, but we have only had rural electrification for 15 years. The REA has done tremendous things for farms all over the country. And I think it is appropriate that I help celebrate REA's 50th birthday today. May I end by telling a little of its history? Of course, I don't need to tell you how REA operates right here in Wilbur. You have the advantage of one of the lowest power rates in the entire country. Your electric cooperative is financed by REA. With the rural electrification program got underway 15 years ago, only one out of every 10 farmers has electricity. Every 10 farm families. Now 83% of the nation's farms are electrified. The record here in the state of Washington is even more remarkable. Over 96% of the farms in this state have electricity. I wish we could do that well in Missouri. I remember very well when I first went to the United States Senate back in 1935. Now, the power lobbies and other special interests were fighting against rural electrification. I was on the special committee that investigated the public utility holding companies, and that was one of the most remarkable hearings that ever I had anything to do with. We then made the passed the Holding Company Act, which said the special interests said we were going to put everybody out of business, but we didn't. And more of them in business now than they ever were, and they're working in the public interest and not for some private individual. They said that electricity was a luxury which only the rich could afford. They said that rural electrification would never be profitable. But the argument they used the most back in those days was that rural electrification was socialism. Believe me, times have changed for some people. On the floor of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives, one congressman said REA would produce, and these are his words, a bureaucratic, socialistic state. Has that happened in Washington, where you've got 96% of the farms electrified? I don't believe you're a socialist state. Now, doesn't that have a familiar ring? Some people just never learn. They're still calling projects that have helped every one of us socialism. That's why I'm making this trip. I'm not telling the people the facts. Because when you know the facts, you are never going to be fooled by fancy scare words. I'm more than happy to have a chance to pay this little tribute to REA on its 50th birthday, and I'm glad to do it right here in the great state of Washington, which has taken advantage of it to better than nearly any other state in the Union. I think one of the reasons you've been able to do that is on account of the projects like this one up here we dedicated this morning. I want to thank you all very much for this cordial welcome. I appreciate it very much.
The foregoing speech is made by the President at Wilbur, Oregon, May 11, 1950.
The following speech is made by the President at Sandpoint, Idaho, 7:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, May 11, 1950.